Thank you. Thank you. Delightful to have such wonderful music and terrific young singers here. Let's talk about this Young Artist in Residence program. Is this something new or is this something Toledo Opera has been doing for some time?
We've always had a Young Artist resident program, but it changed this year to a three-month full-time residency. Before, it was a part-time program with singers who really had other jobs while they were performing for us. So this is a big change for us and a very exciting one because we have four absolutely great singers.
How did you get these singers to come for this program? What were the criteria you were looking for in bringing them here?
That's a great question. The process is really much the same as when I cast for the main stage productions. I went to New York and held auditions. And I'm looking for not only beautiful voices, but communicative young people, because we're performing for kids. And you have to really, particularly with young people, engage the audience. And so I tried to find both characteristics in the same singer. And that's not always possible.
Now, how many programs do you do? How many schools do you go to? What types of schools? Give us a little overview of what you're doing here.
We have so far scheduled this year about 63 programs. Most of them, I would say, are at the elementary school level, where we bring one-act operas in English. We also have a new program this year that's very exciting called Emotion in Music. And this program is geared toward the upper grade levels.
Okay, and how do things differ? I mean, obviously, you're dealing with second graders, and then you're dealing with high school kids.
Yes.
You have to have a different focus.
You really do. For the upper grade levels, really, they're ready to come to a performance at the Valentine Theater, and we do have student night at the opera where junior high school and high school students are invited to come to a performance. But we felt that wasn't enough, coming to the opera one time a year. And we wanted an opportunity to go in and do something in more detail. And so this is a lesson that involves singing, of course, but also where we talk about how does a composer express emotion? What elements of music does he use, rhythm and timbre and instrumentation. So hopefully not only do they hear beautiful singing, but they actually learn something.
Right, in a very friendly, non-threatening way.
Very too. Friendly, non-threatening way. And of course, when you have four young, beautiful singers, you know, it really makes it so easy for the students to relate to them because they don't look that much different than the students that they're performing for.
Well, let's hear a couple of more selections from your Young Artists in Residence. Leandra Ram stayed at the microphone very, very kindly through the interview portion of the program. She's now going to perform What Are You Doing Now, White Dove, from Charles Gounod's opera Romeo and Juliet. And then we'll hear from another Young Artist in Residence, baritone Timothy Hill, who will sing an aria from Das Rheingold by Richard Wagner. Here, live in WGTE's Dana Performance Studio, the pianist is Tom Zohr.
Hey! sont à la grêle, leur chanson qui fuit ses treilles, résonne d'agres bruits. Cependant, leur douce ivresse, nos amants coûtent leur tendresse aux astres de
two selections performed by the Toledo Opera's Young Artists in Residence. First, we heard mezzo-soprano Leandra Ram in What Are You Doing Now, White Dove, from Charles Gounod's opera Romeo and Juliet. And then baritone Timothy Hill sang Abendliche Stalt der Sonne Augen from Das Rheingold of Richard Wagner. The pianist was Tom Zohr. And in case you're just tuning in, this is a live performance from WGTE's Dana Performance Studio. You're listening to Live from FM 91.